This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
585-252-9800 for There I Said It. Let's clear the air, shall we? Look at all of our friends pouring in. People are pissed. Mm-hmm. When are they not? Frank's here. What's up, guys? I'm 32. And if I've learned anything, it's that most people don't actually want to succeed in life. They just like complaining. There I said it.
That is true.
He's not wrong.
That is very true.
Frank, thank you for the hot take.
This person says, work/job culture these days has become so fake. There I said it. Oh, you need to come down for the pizza party. You need to come to the break room. We're celebrating so-and-so.
Oh, it's the worst.
So forceful. So weird.
It's the worst.
Not demure. Not mindful.
Not cutesy.
Not at all.
People with kids just want their friends to have kids so they'll be miserable too and validate their life choices. It's basically a multi-level marketing scam. You guys are on fire today.
I literally can't. This person says, sex scenes in TV shows and movies are so pointless and super annoying. There I said it. It's not realistic. It's super weird. And it's gotten out of hand.
It sure has.
I mean, sex in movies and TV is not real life.
Holly says, happy Friday to you guys. I'm sure people are going to hate me for this, but can we just all agree that not everybody in life is meant to do everything? I watched a video on Instagram of a guy doing karate with no arms and no legs, and he was winning against fully abled people. It's just not right. There, I finally said it.
Oh, dear. Holly, Queen, who hurt you? You okay? You doing okay?
Oh, you know, mine today is... I have so many friends in different professions, but a lot of them are in the arts, as you know.
Okay.
And they don't really have full-time jobs. And what I figured out over the years is people overhype their passions as an excuse to avoid real work. There I say.
What do you mean? Like, go deeper.
Well, like, I have a buddy who's constantly refusing to get a real job, even though he desperately needs it.
Right.
But it's all about the hustle. It's all about the grind and doing what you really love.
Yeah. Some people just like to say, oh, I work X amount of jobs.
I'm like, dude, it's okay. Nobody's going to fault you for that. You got to feed your three kids. You know what I mean?
That is true.
So yeah, I said it and I'll say it again on Monday too, if I have to.
Unreal. Who else is here this morning? Let's hit up our friend Janine. She says, hot take, loving yourself is a lot less effective than hating yourself when you go to the gym. There I said it.
Breeze, I got after it at the gym yesterday.
Yeah?
I was crushing it. Treadmill, elliptical, Stairmaster, chest, arms, shoulders.
Ankles.
And whatever I had to do,
neck.
I was just, and you know what? I realized that 2 o'clock is the perfect time to go to the gym. There was four people in there. Usually right after the show, I'll try and get there at 11. Not a good idea. 5 o'clock, that's what a nightmare.
Yeah.
But 2 o'clock was the perfect time yesterday.
Perfect time.
I sat in the steam room for 10 minutes. It was a great afternoon.
So you got after it.
Yeah, I did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did.
You did.
Moose and Breezy, can you guys give my sister Sue Ann a shout out? She loves you guys, and her biggest passion is singing. She wants to try out for American Idol, but I want her to sing live on the radio so you can tell her how bad she is. LOL, there I said it. Ruthless.
You know, what's going on?
Tell her to call us. We'll tell her how bad she
is. What's going on? Oh, dear.
Sup, guys?
Not Sue Ann.
It's JC from the West Side. Hot Cheetos suck. That's my hot take. There, I said it. Oh, I see what you did.
Right. Let's see who else is here. Hannah's pissed. Hannah's pissed.
Hannah Banana.
She said, if you're going to put something on Facebook Marketplace to sell, answer my messages or take the post down. There, I said it. Okay. Not happy.
What's going on with P. Diddy?
Isn't he in prison?
Yeah, I was just curious on how he's enjoying himself.
I'm sure he's not having a good time.
Right.
But what do I know? I don't know him. We're not friends.
So I found a lawyer that used to go into the prison that he is currently in.
Okay.
And she has a breakdown of the day-to-day on what they eat, what they're doing during their time there. And I'm like, you know what? I'd love to get her on with us. I'm fascinated. I don't know if anybody else gives a crap. I'm fascinated.
I mean, like, yeah, it's prison.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem fun.
But they're all, prison is different depending on where you go. It's all different.
Hmm. Interesting.
My buddy had to spend one night at the Beverly Hills prison. I said, how was it? He goes, honestly, it was nicer than my apartment.
Honestly, I'm going back every night. So.
I'm ready to commit another crime tonight.
Oh, my God. Be real.
All right, let me go over to Andrea real quick. What's up, Andrea? Oh, this is an all caps. She's fired up. Stop having kids if you can't afford them. This isn't a game, people. There, I freaking said it. Use a condom for once. Well, I'm sure there's plenty of women who want to use protection, but their man keeps saying the same thing over and over again. It doesn't fit.
Right, of course.
Every morning is a party with Moose and Breezy. Be a part of BXY Mornings now when you call or text us at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
It's BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Thank God for Fridays because I cannot wait to sleep in tomorrow.
No, literally same. Wait. I'm exhausted. And it's simply too much.
I lost a lot of sleep this week, and I know how many of our listeners listening have fallen asleep in the most random places, but I would love to hear from you because yesterday I was so exhausted emotionally, mentally, physically,
mm-hmm.
and I fell asleep in a place accidentally that I love to frequent almost every other day.
An establishment?
Yeah, I would say so. Can anyone guess where I was?
You were at Sasso.
What? Lego. No. So I want to ask, does anyone else have a membership to Go Car Wash? I pay $30 a month.
Bro.
And I can, if I wanted to, I can go every single day if I wanted to.
The paint might come off your car, but yes.
I love going because it is. It's the best car wash joint in Rochester.
Who turned you on to that joint?
You did.
Yeah.
But also, sometimes I just want to feel like I'm getting my money's worth
mm-hmm.
because I am paying $30 a month. So I've gone through the car wash when it's raining out. I don't care. You know what I mean? I just want to feel like.
Sometimes hey. I go, sometimes I'll get out and I'm like, I don't think it was a good enough job. I go back in again.
Been there, done that.
We have this weird car wash obsession here on PXY Mornings. I don't know what it is exactly. It might be the fact that we both, you know, are special. But, you know, who's to say?
That has something to do with it. So, I mean, I'll go in there and do a quick wash, and I'll get the tire shine package, and my car looks awesome when I'm done. They genuinely do an awesome job. But it's one of the reasons I go to, it's not because I'm trying to detail my car. It is the most relaxing 30 seconds of my day.
It just smells so good in there.
It's quiet. It's dark. There's a sense of calmness about it, and I just love it. So yesterday, I'm exhausted, and I'm on my way home from the gym. So it's right next door. I stopped over there, and the guy's like, put your car in neutral. I know the deal. I do this every single day.
100.
As soon as I put it in neutral, I tilt my seat back just a little bit and rest my eyes. What a dangerous game to play. Next thing I know, someone's knocking on my window. They're like, hey, move forward. There's a car behind you. Move forward. I was so startled. And the guy freaked me out, but he knew I was tired. But for me to fall asleep that quick, I thought it was just crazy because that's never happened to me before. I know people that they can't sleep if their life depended on it.
No.
Because they're always stressed. They're always just overwhelmed. Yeah. They can't close their eyes.
For sure.
And yesterday I was done.
I don't fault you at all. I mean, listen, it's those 5 to 6 minute power naps that just make or break everything. I can't lie. I did the same thing yesterday.
Where were you?
Big Lots parking lot.
Big Lots. Really?
Sure was. I'm not going to disclose the location because we're talking about it next. But yes, I was in a Big Lots parking lot.
And you too. See, this is what happens.
I had a little sweater. I rolled it up as a little pillow. And I hit the hay.
Were you waiting for someone?
No, I was just really tired.
So you pulled into a Big Lots parking lot.
Yeah, I'll disclose. But yeah, I was exhausted.
And listen, 20-minute power naps, anything more than that, you're going to overtire yourself.
Right.
Because your body's going to want more and more sleep. There used to be a point in time where I would take a 3-hour nap and I'd wake up even more exhausted. But those power naps, you just feel so well rested.
You do. And it's like, it's not a lot of time. It's not like you're out for a while. It's just, you just close your eyes for that 10 to 15 minutes and you wake up, you're like, all right, well, I guess that's that. And now we're on to the next.
Craziest place you guys have fallen asleep. I want to hear it. Amy's here. She says, I fell asleep in the dentist chair last month.
I fell asleep, Moose. I fell asleep at my SATs.
No.
Yes, I did.
That does make sense.
I was like, why am I here?
If anyone's going to fall asleep during their SATs, you would be the one to do it.
Yes.
And then who picked you up? Your dad?
My mom.
She's like, how did it go?
It's like, I wrote my name.
Terrific.
It's kind of it.
Yeah, I got as far as my name. This person, we got a listener here that says, every lunch break, I go to the parking lot and take a nap in my car. One day, I accidentally slept for 2.5 hours and I missed a bunch of meetings. I just told my boss I had a family emergency.
He's like, I saw you. You had drool coming out of your Nissan Sentra.
Yeah. You got to do it. The naps are so important. They're so important.
They are so important.
When I used to do the road shows at like Costco, for all the skin cream I was slinging, I used to leave and just go take naps in the car, like 15 minutes, 20 minutes, just because when you're pitching constantly, you're trying to sell. You know what? I thought about this the other day. It blew my mind that I was 100% commission-based for 5 years. If I don't sell, I don't get paid.
You don't eat.
I don't eat. My entire livelihood, my apartment, my car, everything, the food I eat, all depended on two words. Free sample?
And honestly, like, you must have been good at it. Well, I mean, there was some dicey moments there, but you must have been good at it if you kept it up for 3 years. You must have been selling.
Five, excuse me.
You must have been selling.
I was very good at it. But man, there was some moments where...
I got a little dicey, a little hairy.
Yeah, you would really sweat. I'm like, this can't be legal to work for a company.
I don't think it is. And, you know, a lot of things have come out about that company.
Yeah, so. Yes, it sure has.
It's a little
has.
Sketchy.
Let me go here. Fell asleep in the stairway of my apartment building. I was not drunk either. I was just tired. You couldn't make it up the steps to your apartment,
I fell asleep in the shower once. I was blackout drunk, but I mean, it was college.
You did?
I did.
Who was in there with you?
I was alone. My roommate found me. She's like, I really need to get a new roommate. Really bad. This person says, I get weekly allergy shots, and I have to sit for 30 minutes to make sure I don't have an allergic reaction, so I always take a nap in the recliner in the hospital on Friday mornings.
Hey, listen, I did the weekly allergy shots for years and years. I had to get a shot in both arms growing up. Worst allergies ever. It was a nightmare. So I know how you're feeling.
Do they make you tired?
Yeah. Shots? Yeah. Tim's That's here. I fell asleep at my daughter's dance recital. The parent I was sitting next to woke me up because I was snoring. Ah, Tim. So, don't feel bad about that, dude.
Not my dad texting in under an alias. You can reveal yourself, Toddy. Falls asleep everywhere.
I know, your dad.
And is snoring very loudly. And everyone's like, why is the plane shaking? Oh, because the man in aisle 4B is just absolutely in the deepest REM he's ever been in.
Tim, don't feel bad, buddy. My father also fell asleep at my dance recital.
That's a different story for
another time. Brina Carpenter on PXY Mornings. Moose Breezy, happy Friday, you guys. Welcome back to the show. Facebook Marketplace. It could be a scary place.
It really can be. There's a lot of characters on there that you're like, I don't know if I came across you in a dark alley, I don't know if we would be having this interaction and this engagement. But I told you yesterday about the big couch update. We bought that couch.
Yep.
It went up there.
Yep.
We did all the things with that. And then, obviously, I think I mentioned that I got the wrong couch. I thought it was an L chaise, and it was actually an R chaise.
Yeah. Yes.
So, the right side is...
If you missed the story, it was phenomenal from yesterday. I think... is the episode up?
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll get into that. But anyways, just picture Breezy and her girlfriend carrying a couch up 3 flights of steps. A huge sofa.
A sectional.
A
massive
pivot.
Sectional.
Pivot!
It fell on me 3 times. I probably have a brain injury. Who's to say?
So you're going to be most likely moving in with your girlfriend next year. So you already have equity put into the apartment. Like $50 worth.
Right. Well, another $50 because I got a table. So I wanted to get like an entry table to kind of block out and separate the fact that it's the couch is closing off the space, essentially. So I was like, I'm going to get an entry table, one of those skinny tables that you always keep right by the door. You can put your keys and stuff on it.
I'm very familiar.
So I found one on Facebook Marketplace, and I was like, okay, great. This is perfect. It was $50. It had like a nice marble top. The legs were gold, but I'll spray paint them silver because I'm crafty like that. And I really wanted this table. And I looked it up online. If I were to order it, it would have been like $120. I'm like, I'm not doing that.
Right.
So I'm like, hey, where are you located? He says Hanover, New York.
What?
Like, I don't know what that is.
Handover?
Hanover.
Never heard of it.
Andover.
Why do we have so many towns in this state?
I go, where's that? So I look it up online. It's basically in Horseheads. Basically at the PA border.
Come on.
And I'm like... I'm not going to Hanover. It's literally an hour and 45 minutes away.
Tell me he met you halfway.
He did.
Oh.
He did. So I was like, will you meet me in Geneseo? He was like, no, not for $50. I was like, okay, will you meet me in Dansville? He's like, sure. So I'm hauling ass to Dansville yesterday.
So let's talk about this. You did negotiate $50.
It was $50. He lowered the price originally.
Yeah.
But with the travel, he kept it at 50.
Okay.
So, like, he would have sold to me for 40 if I came to him. You know what I mean?
This is just not worth it, but go ahead.
Whatever. So, I'm like, okay. So, it was kind of a spur of the moment thing. He's like, I'm available right now if you need to. And I was just leaving a meeting. So, like, okay. So, I get in my car. I drive an hour to Dansville. Mm-hmm. I get there. We meet at the Big Lots. And I'm driving there, and like, I don't know if you guys have ever done the drive to Dansville. I don't take it often, obviously, but it's just so boring. It's just straight down.
I know.
Like, you just take 390 the whole way, and I was just like getting really tired. Like, I was just like, oh my God, I'm so tired. I'm also like, you know, we talked about it earlier. I'm just not feeling the best. So I get there, and he's like texting me. He's like, I'm in a Subaru, like, blah, blah, blah. I was like, okay. So I get there, I see him. I open the car door. He opens his, says nothing to me.
Oh, didn't
opens
even,
his trunk.
Doesn't even greet you.
Takes it out.
Drug deal.
Puts it on the sidewalk. Puts it in the parking lot. I hand him the $50. He walks away.
Nothing. Not
I'm
a
struggling
word.
Struggling to get into my car. Like, he just leaves. He literally is like, see ya.
It's
like,
not part of his job.
I didn't even know he left. That's why I was like, we had not. I was like, hi. You know me. Like, so like,
yeah, of
hi.
Course. Yeah, you want to go in for
like,
a hug.
Hi, like, how are you? He's mute.
Yeah,
mute,
let's just
nothing.
Get this over with.
I'm like, okay, so I'm like struggling. I'm like literally putting my seat down, like struggling, like panicking, sweating.
I would have died if you tried strapping that thing to the roof.
I literally was like, and he's already in Big Lots shopping with his kid. He left.
He brought his kid?
I guess. I didn't even see. I didn't even know. We weren't even communicating. He would not speak to me.
That kid didn't come out of his trunk, did he?
He wanted nothing. No, the table did. He wanted nothing to do with me. He hated me.
Right. He definitely hated
me. He wanted me dead. And I was just like, oh my God. Okay.
Thanks for the table. Was it even worth it?
No, it's great. It looks great in the space. But that's why when we were talking about you falling asleep yesterday in the car wash, I had to take a nap in the Big Lots parking lot.
So you said...
Oh, but I couldn't recline because the table was back there.
Right, right.
Oh my God, it was a rigmarole. It was.
So you took a nap sitting up?
Literally straight up.
Oh, that is so awful.
With my sweater behind me, I was like, yeah.
The first time I even used Facebook Marketplace, I was selling a coffee table. And this guy came into my apartment, old creepy guy. And he's like, how much for the TV? I said, nothing here is for sale. Just what I had on Facebook Marketplace, yeah. Which is the coffee table. He starts going into the kitchen to look around. He's like, what are you going to keep this? Sir, just the coffee table. I ended up selling him two lamps and then a bookshelf, but...
He, like, took your bed.
It's like classic.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.